Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is Sunday, November 6th, 2011.
It's episode 394. And we're back.
Wow, 394. Seriously. That's like six shows away from 400. We should have like.
Which is like 300 away from.
We should go ahead and have people call in now if they want to congratulate us on our 400th show.
Yes, call us now. So we can actually put something together.
Right.
Yes.
So that would be 206-984-3685. Kathy Bacon was saying it only lets you record for 1 minute and then it hangs up. So is that true, everybody? Maybe that's why we're not getting calls.
Well, then.
But if that's the case, then you can give us a call at 863-666-0377. We do not have a voicemail on that, so when it picks up, it just says, please leave your name and number for whatever. You can just leave a message on there and we'll get it.
Or you could send emails.
Emails would be wonderful.
And we could do dramatic reading. It'd be like Reader's Theater.
Yeah, let's do that. That'd be so fun.
Nice.
I've done that one time with a Star Trek email that I received. It was ridiculous. Did you hear it?
Yes.
Oh, you did it? You guys did hear it? Okay.
You made us listen to it once.
Oh.
Yes, I don't think you might have even done it on the show on whether or not it was your favorite. We did a bunch of sound bites that were your favorite.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
your co-host from the past.
Uh-huh.
And then I think you either made us listen to that one or you replayed it because it was one of your favorite moments.
Maybe I replayed it. I can't remember. Was that for show? What is...
That was
the anniversary show, right?
Yes.
That was for show. Da, okay. Da, 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 da.
So I don't like this. Regular time we're on now.
It's 6 o'clock and it's dark as fuck outside.
Fucking dark. It makes me want to go to sleep like in 10 minutes.
You do realize that it would be 7 otherwise right now, right?
Yeah, because we fell back.
Yeah, but
it's gonna be dark. No,
it's dark earlier.
No, if we were on our old time, it'd be 7 o'clock now.
I know, but it got dark at like 4.
That's right.
Oh yeah. You got me thinking of there, James. Sorry. Bradley.
Sorry.
Did you miss us?
Yes, I did miss you guys.
Do you miss my herpes face and my HPV and my stroke?
Gee. I want to thank.
Gee, thanks.
I want to thank Mark, Kevin, and Josh for being on the last two shows. People loved them. They thought they were awesome. They specifically want Josh to be back on the show?
No.
But since we really never cared for him, no.
Since that bitch doesn't even listen to our show?
He doesn't even listen.
Yeah.
Rude.
So where were you guys? How come you weren't here?
We went back home to Nebraska.
Yeah, Nebraska.
Yeah. Fun.
No, it was entertaining. I got to meet like all of the in-laws.
Because
the oldest of his brothers got married.
I'm the oldest, but it's the older brother.
Next eldest.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's third in line though.
They of course like
me. It's me, girl, boy, girl.
He's the next oldest son.
Yes.
Okay.
He would be the heir if I died.
So yeah, they all love
him. He'll be carrying the family name also, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have the same last name.
No.
Oh, so then
it doesn't even fucking matter.
Because technically he's a half brother.
Oh, okay. I have one of those.
Because Bradley's a bastard.
Oh.
I am a bastard.
Aww. I was a bastard and then my mom married.
I'm a big old bastard.
Look, old bastards. Bastard Bradley.
Bastard Bradley.
Bastard Burton.
BBs. That's what the B on my hand is for.
So you guys had fun in Nebraska?
Yes.
You went to a wedding?
We went to my brother's wedding. He is
like, where are you going with
21.
This?
He just turned 21.
That's crazy.
And they've been together for 4 years though. But it's
I loved it. I loved the I'm gonna try to do math in my head. face, and then I'm just going to give up. he was trying.
Well, they were
to
together since
back.
17, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They met them when they were juniors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty young. It's pretty
good
young.
Luck.
Yeah.
They seem to work it out. She's really nice. She's funny. She can be bossy and pushy, but my brother is very. He does not
pussy
care.
Whipped.
No, it's not necessarily pussy whipped. She's just like whatever. if nobody told him what to do, he'd probably be sitting at home playing a game all day.
Yeah, he's a big.
He's a big gamer.
And, oh, he's big, a big old dork. Yeah, wow, wow, Doctor Who.
Not that crazy.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
No, he is, but it's different.
He does anime.
He's
anime.
Oh,
yeah. So he's probably like into porn anime too.
Well,
or something.
He's wanting to go now.
Oh,
he wants to go back to school to get his business degree. So him and his friend Brandon, who is the best man, who they want to open up their own like anime kind of shop in Lincoln.
Because
there's
kind of cool, but
there's well the thing is there's not really any of them in Lincoln, so it would fill a niche. And I'm sure they would do really well if they got their bearings and stuff together.
So Brandon is like the live action version of Shrek.
Yeah, he's
but he's
is
nine.
He green too?
No.
Does he have horns for ears?
No, that I don't know of.
Oh, okay.
But he's huge, like ogre. Mm-hmm. But he's so nice and funny and awkward and mm-hmm. cheesy. Yeah.
Well, I would kind of expect that with someone that likes anime.
Yeah,
that's kind
of
weird.
They play lots of video games. Lots of video games.
They have jobs.
Yes.
Where they work at like GameStop or something.
They work actually at the hospital
in the cafeteria.
Oh, okay.
Like everyone else.
It's really weird. You should have. No, this is the funny thing. In high school, like they all work together.
No, seriously. All of his brothers and sisters of working age work at the hospital. Within the food area, they all date people who work at the hospital in the food area.
Except for Kaylee.
Yeah. Oh, so she doesn't?
She doesn't know.
And then I met more lunch ladies at this wedding than I have ever in my entire life.
Did the lunch ladies serve you?
Well, here, I'm going to give you the
no. His mom's a lunch lady.
No.
Oh, Lord.
What the shit? Did you just like abort a baby or what?
That was Hoover. I actually hit the other mic.
No, here's backstory. So when my brothers and sisters were growing up, my brother
okay, this is a 30-minute show, you know that, right?
Yes, and it's gonna be 2 seconds to get this done.
Okay. I know you
my
got
brother,
14 family members.
My brother worked at the theater, and so did Brandon, Matt, and some of their friends. And then my brother did another part-time job, but he started at the hospital after my sister started there.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister's last boyfriend works at the hospital, and her current boyfriend works at the hospital. So she's all
that's the she's German all, or what is he?
Bosnian.
Same thing.
He was my date for the wedding.
Yeah,
and her and his drunk aunt.
My drunk aunt.
She was really nice, a little toasty.
So, so they all like it's this weird like all working together thing. Now, where his little cafeteria lunch lady thing comes in. Pam used to work at the high school that her boys went to for cafeteria
Pam
stuff.
Is practically like his aunt, but it's Shrek's
it's Shrek's
mother.
Mom.
Oh, okay.
But she's like my second
and
mom.
They're best friends.
Okay. And she introduces everyone that we meet as, oh, I'm Brad's second mom. And then they look at my other mom like, what? Lesbian? but they're not.
But his mother's like the head cook at a nursing home.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So then at the rehearsal dinner, there were another two or three lunch ladies on the bride's side of the family mm-hmm. that were there from different schools.
And one of the ladies that worked there was somebody that worked with Pam the past.
If I worked there, meaning at the reception.
At the reception.
I was like,
my hat's going to explode.
Basically, I have never been around so many lunch ladies and their families in my life. Now, if you think I can cook, his mom...
Booyah!
The food was fantastic, but I've
never...
Real mom
or grandma?
When I tell stories, I always refer to her as grandma mom. But when I'm talking, like, oh yeah, my mom, sometimes I'll say my mom is crazy, and that's my grandma.
We're talking. I know.
This is real. Gave birth to your mom.
When
yes,
I say mom,
we did not meet and talk to my grandma mom.
Yeah. When I say mom, I mean
grandma
birth.
Mom's the one that
grandma mom is Joan Crawford,
the one that no one likes.
Yes.
Okay.
And everyone talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, we all agreed, and we told Waylon that it's like we've all said our goodbyes. to her already, just because she's just done.
But it, yeah. So his mom's food was fantastic because she made most of the food for the rehearsal dinner.
Uh-huh.
But since she's a lunch lady head cook at a nursing home, she makes everything in bulk.
Oh,
so I have
God.
Never seen.
But this is also from my grandma mom, who also had her catering company. So she made things in bulk, too.
So this woman was seriously in the kitchen from when I woke up and when I went to bed. And I've never seen someone make so much desserts and pretty things, too. But like we're talking like those
platters,
trays of brownies, trays
like,
of
in her regular kitchen,
like,
not even in a
like a cookie sheet that's like 3 by 1.5 feet.
Yeah, just in a regular kitchen. And it's a very modest house, too. So, yeah. I mean, it's
and she has a regular stove and she could fit a tray in it that big.
No, she, no, I'm what he's saying, what I'm saying is like the tray half
after
stuff. Like,
oh,
that's
okay,
what it was like trayed on.
Okay.
So,
yeah. She used those big cookie sheets in her oven
to cook him?
Yeah.
I'm talking about I'm talking about the 3 3 foot by 1.5 feet trays that we like carried everything to the reception. She couldn't fit those in the oven. She had everything on those.
No, she baked the brownies in those large pans that she bought leftover from the nursing home.
Okay.
I'm telling you. They fit wall to wall, but that's what she cooked them in.
Okay.
But that's still a pretty big oven.
No,
that's
not
a regular oven, right?
No, I just think it takes up
it's
the
not
entire...
a regular Chicago oven.
Oh, okay.
Chicago ovens are small.
No, but it's a normal oven, but I think it really fits everything.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's wide or if it's deep, but there would be no extra room at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, my mom cooks really good. There's an issue with the wedding situation. My mom was offering to do cupcakes and make them herself.
Uh-huh.
And Kaylee's like, oh, no, that's fine. Well, we're just probably going to do a cake or whatever. And then, like, a few months later, oh, yeah, we'll probably do cupcakes. And let's go here and buy them. And my mom's like, rude.
Right.
And so
Especially she had to pay for them.
Yeah, my mom had to pay for them.
Because
that's what she was offering, was to do, like, the dessert for, like, the big dessert for the wedding. So Ashley, my sister, kept telling my mom for the rehearsal, she's like, leave cupcakes out of it. Leave them out of it.
But what I also loved is that she does like what my family does.
Mm-hmm.
Her son's favorite rolls are from, was it Lone Star?
No.
Texas Roadhouse.
She
bought like
really good buttery rolls.
Like she bought like 3 dozen or some shit like that for $26. That was it. And it came with the cinnamon butter.
Yeah.
These
from the store?
From the restaurant. Yeah, they picked them up.
Oh,
it's like if you go to like Outback and they give you the rye bread.
Yeah,
it's like that.
They like ordered a bunch of those, but they only charge them like $26.
It's not bad. So they probably charged them the price that they would pay for them.
No, you don't pay for them.
Those are free when you go.
When you go and sit down at your table.
No, I mean for the restaurant to order.
Oh,
probably.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, I had Runza's.
Oh my God, Runza's are delicious.
I still don't get it.
I agree, because when I got there, I was like, this sounds disgusting thing
I will
ever.
Guarantee you, everyone who ever, before you go taste a Runza, everyone always has that apprehension. Like,
so a Runza, for those of you who don't live in Nebraska or like the one place in Colorado where there's a store,
there's one place in Iowa too.
It's basically a long yeast roll that kind of looks like a hot dog bun that is stuffed.
So I just want to point out, Ricky's just like, I don't even know. I don't even, without even words, just shaking his head.
At you, I think.
Just the whole Nebraska runs of everything.
Well, I'm just like, you're naming 3 states that no one really gives a crap about.
Yeah.
Denver.
Iowa. No one cares about that place.
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised at how many people go to Denver for skiing.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Or to go see, the memorial for JonBenet.
Right.
Kidding.
So anyway,
gosh,
it's like yeast roll stuffed with ground beef and cabbage.
Ooh. No cheese or nothing in it?
You can get it with
cheese. You can get it with cheese.
So
I usually don't eat it with cheese.
But they really,
and it's deep fried or baked?
It's baked.
Baked. So it's like a roll, like a yeast roll stuffed with. So I enjoyed them so much that already since we've been back, I've made a Runza casserole.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It actually was pretty good. We had the last of it for dinner tonight.
Okay.
But yeah, so Nebraska was entertaining. And the family likes me, so that's all that matters.
Wasn't there a specific thing that you heard over and over and over again? Can we say that?
Oh, he's better than the last one. Oh, I already like him more than the last one.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't listen to this. I doubt anybody who knows him.
I just love that it was not his name. It was the last one. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't know his name.
And then they chose not to know.
No, his mother.
This was funny.
Actually, in the name and said it. You know I like him when she left me in the kitchen with
instructions,
when to go fix her hair, and I finish something.
Here's the thing. It's funny. She might bring you into the kitchen with her and let you do some stuff to do whatever. But she never, especially on the first time meeting, she'll never leave you in the kitchen with instructions and go and do something. Unless it's Ashley or I, and we know exactly what she's wanting to do. And mm-hmm.
Granted, what she left me to do was the most easiest thing ever. But seriously, if she was
What'd you have to do? Top something with cheese or something?
No, it was chop.
Cut apples, cut Snicker bars.
Oh, it was a Snicker salad.
Mix it in with whipped cream and then
caramel.
Make it look caramel. No, mix it in with
whipped cream,
and then
top it with caramel.
Then put it in a container and then drizzle caramel on top to make it look
creamy. No, don't even look at me like that because that shit is good.
So wait, it's just chopped apples,
Snickers. Have you ever had apple salad? You ever had a water
apple salad with grapes?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So it's the same thing, but you take out the mayonnaise, but without the other fruit, and you throw in Snicker bars. So it's Snicker bars, whipped cream, and green apples.
That is not healthy.
No.
Oh, fuck
it's
no.
Not. It's a dessert. And then you top it with caramel. I didn't have any because it's a little too rich for me.
Yeah, that sounds like, I don't know. So is that it about Nebraska?
Except I completely forgot to do this on the way there because I started driving right afterwards and I didn't have a time to do it, but I was going to tweet a picture, and it actually might become our album art for this episode, but, it was, Waylon's Mecca. We stopped at I-80's biggest truck stop
the world.
Ever.
The world.
I wish we could, make the hallway.
The world's largest truck stop.
I showed you the picture the other
and
night.
We ate at Wendy's with a lot of Amish people.
Yes. Really?
Yeah, there was.
I didn't
know
they eat food like that.
There's a shit ton
of them. Aren't they non-electricity people and stuff?
No, they don't live and. Yeah, I don't
so
know. I don't know.
That's
how
weird.
I don't know. They might have been on a bus going somewhere. I don't know, but there were.
But
a
they
lot
were
of
eating
them.
At Wendy's.
They
so
don't take a bus. They ride their horses.
They eat. I think they would eat at a fast food place. I think.
It's
but if they're all about not using electricity and stuff, and they're going to a place that uses electricity to cook their food, that's stupid.
No, it's also the super, super Jewish people who, you're not supposed to turn on your lights or turn on certain things, during the Sabbath or whatever. So they actually have these non-electrical mechanical things and you actually just walk into a room or something and it causes lights to come on. It causes things to do so you're not breaking the
rules.
That's
all bullshit. That's so stupid. What? I don't get that.
It doesn't matter. But they were eating McDonald's.
Why do they not like lights?
That's not.
I don't remember.
Probably so they don't see each other raping their kids or something. I don't know.
That's not Mormons.
I'm kidding. Wait, that's like, what?
Whoa.
The fuck?
Whoa.
So anyway, but with that, we did miss. We were really sad not to be here for Halloween. And and I think actually we should just play my voicemail first as a precursor into. So I knew.
Make sure your phone's up all the way.
I knew and I was very sad to be missing my second Halloween. especially since you were here because I knew that it would be probably terrifyingly epic. and I don't think that I was wrong because.
No, you were not wrong.
I just loved getting drunk dialed and had the best voicemail ever on the day of the wedding. And I'm like, it made us sad that we weren't there to witness it. And at the same time, since we only know one story, so the stories we hear tonight are going to be new for us as well, that one story makes me happy and really sad that I wasn't here. So this is the message that James Bradley and I got when we were
I was just Bradley. I just want to say this I just want to say this I got a call but no message. Thanks, Ricky.
That's because he because
did I call you first and then Waylon second?
I don't know. I didn't look at it, but I was like, oh, I got a call from Ricky, and he goes, oh, I got a voicemail.
It's probably because Because it was probably when the Mouth of the South was throwing up in the restaurant's kitchen. Story to come. So, here it is.
Hey, it's Ricky. And I'm like in a bar with Josh right now, and he is a total fucking hot mess. It's not even funny. Here he is. Hold on. Yeah, hola. Mi amo.
Mi amo.
It's a hot mess right now, and you should be here. Bye.
Bye. So I just realized exactly what he said first. He said, I love your show.
Yeah. Oh, is that what he said?
We were talking and thinking, I'm like, what is he saying? And we're like, is he trying to speak Spanish?
Wait, play it again.
Hey, it's Ricky. I'm like in a bar with
and drunk.
Josh right now, and he is a total...
That was a quiet bar.
No, it's not even funny. Here he is. Hold on. It's a hot mess right now, and you should be here. Bye.
Me amo.
Hola. So what happened was...
I love that.
Me amo.
That's what you get, okay. Asshole. Right.
We're broadcasting your shit everywhere.
So, what time is it?
It's about that time.
Oh, is it already?
No, so, it's about 21 minutes.
Okay, so
we could tell one story and use it as kind of a detour into the next one.
Well, it kind of all goes together, but
Maybe we can just make a teaser then. So the
or
next,
we can just
now
talk
we,
a, yeah,
let's
we can
talk, let's, you know what?
Just
that's
talk
the
about,
teaser, and we'll do a phone call now.
Right, and then we can yeah. Maybe
wait, don't we have a phone call song? Or
ring-a-ling-a-ding, we've got a phone call.
Phone call.
It's not fucking phone call.
I always said fucking phone call.
No, you don't.
You go back to the recordings.
No, you only said it once, and I was like, no, don't say fucking phone call.
Well, no, I want to say fucking phone call.
Ruined.
I quit.
Best producer.
Why don't you get Josh?
Show ever.
Why don't you get Josh back here? Talk about bitches and strokes.
That's a 2-second call, so I guess that's nothing. Oh, you guys, just to let you know, we're going to go ahead and talk about this now since we're doing phone calls. Wait.
Oh, you're not plugged in.
Kathy Bacon has donated some money over to Big Fatty in our behalf for a contest.
It's another review contest.
Right. It is $42, I think.
$42.
And what you do is you call into the show, and maybe we'll use it for the 400th episode.
Ooh, that's a good one.
So you call into our show or
you call
show?
Into our show. Okay. You leave us a message. She specifically wanted like dirty messages or nasty messages, but we can tie it in with our 400th episode if you want to congratulate us on 400th episode. On the 400th episode. Don't email it because you can't be in the contest if you email it.
So she just wants a dirty message. So maybe
like dirty nasty message.
So maybe you need to call in to congratulate us, give us a pat on the back, and then
say something dirty
about that you want to do to one of the three
of us. Right.
Or all of us.
Yeah.
And then
or
we'll
two of us.
This is a 3-way relationship.
One of us, all of us.
Oh, I was
two
so
of
sad
us.
You guys. You see where I tweeted that I said this triad isn't the same without James and Waylon.
Yeah.
That's the night I stayed at Jill's house.
Which I'm still shocked that it was not torn apart, but I'm...
I slept on the couch.
No,
I didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we changed the sheets and everything for you.
Yeah, I just slept on the couch.
Because we know your assy ass would smell it up.
I was just... when the Halloween stuff happens,
uh-huh.
You find out where you
story.
Go. After getting this mail, this voicemail, I was like... How many fucking people were puking in our house?
Yeah. Yes, Kathy Bacon is hosting a contest. Call us, leave us a message for the 400th episode, and or a dirty message with what you want to do to us or whatever.
We're just dirty.
And then just we'll put your name in a hat and we'll do the drawing, and you could win $42.
Nice.
$42.
It'll be probably $40 with shipping.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, James. Hey, boys. It's Don calling all the way from Toronto, Canada. Just want to say, been listening to the show on and off, you know, for the past little while. you know, at first I was like, what the, I was like, what the hey? But, you know, got used to humor and everything. One thing I was always wondering, Ricky, what made you decide to start the show in the first place? What was, like, your biggest influence? And, yeah, that's about it. So keep doing what you're doing. Hope to see you guys someday in real life. You know, may come down for Bear Pride, hopefully next May. So I'm looking forward to that. It'd be great to see you guys and give you guys a big hug and tug. So take care and keep doing what you're doing. Peace. Bye.
What was his name? Did he say what his name was?
Yeah, something from Ontario.
Toronto.
Oops.
Oh, hold on.
I'm kidding.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, James. Hey, boys. It's Don calling all the way from...
Von?
Don.
Don.
Don. Sean.
Don Juan.
Sorry, we didn't really understand it.
Don Juan, Sean, Paul.
You know, those Canadians / Mexicans, as Big Fatty would say.
Oh, what the hey.
Actually, he wouldn't even say Canadian. He would just say Mexican.
So we can make this kind of like Ramble Redhead. So, what was your greatest inspiration?
My greatest.
Yeah, I mean, by inspiration, I mean, it's like, what made you start your podcast?
Was Maps.
because we'd all want to know,
are you
really.
All looking at me?
It's because
it's
so weird.
Because we're interviewing you.
This is Sally Jesse Raphael.
Where's your glasses?
I left them. I'm in the modern day. I'm wearing my contacts.
Actually, I started listening to a podcast called The Don and Drew Show, which was about two ex-punk kids that got married and they lived in a farm in Wisconsin that was built like in 1890. And they were doing their show and talking about their lives and the stuff that they've gone through to get where they are. And because they were like, you know, they traveled around the world as like homeless people and just squatted in places and stuff like that.
Sound like Josh.
And it sounded right.
Squatting.
So it was really interesting and they were really fucking funny. And I was like, you know what? My life isn't as interesting as theirs, but I bet I could do this. I bet I could talk about my life and things that I'm going through or what I hope to go through or what I have been through. And I was like, I'm going to try it. So I did it.
Nice.
And the first 50, 60 shows, I have to say, not so good.
No.
They're actually horrible, and you will not want to listen to this show if that's where you begin.
Like the one listener who started from the beginning?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Which somebody asked for two of the episodes that weren't working, and I can't remember who it was.
That was him.
This guy?
No. It was the listener
one that
we
started
just
from
about.
The
no,
beginning.
I know, but I don't know who it is. So I need them to contact me again so I can send them the information.
Oh, we have an email.
Is it still on there? I didn't save it. Did you guys save it?
I may have it in my email.
It accidentally got deleted. So thank you for calling Don, Vaughn, or Juan.
Sean.
Eh? From Ontario, Toronto, Canada. Same thing.
It's up north.
I hope you're enjoying the show, and please give us a call back.
Call back and let us know. I had a friend from Canada, and he told me that, like how we say here, like, oh, where'd you park your car? Oh, I parked it in BFE, but fucked Egypt. I hear that people in Canada say, oh, I parked it in Nebraska. Is it true?
He probably knows them because all Mexicans know each other.
Yes. Is it true?
I love it how you let us assume know. That he's Mexican.
No, I call him Mexican because Big Fatty calls everyone outside the United States that. Mexican.
Big Fatty. Why don't you pay attention?
Aren't you on a show?
I just keep thinking about Putin, is it called? Or the gravy that they put on everything up there?
The poutine?
Poutine, yeah.
That was in our word thing that we did on the way back from Las Vegas.
Oh, have y'all played that ever since?
I have it on
you
my
can
iPhone.
On your phone.
Oh.
It's an iPhone app, actually.
Yeah. Thank you for calling. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
I think we have, let me look. I don't want to play too many voicemails here. Let's see what we got.
Well, we could do a...
I can do my breakup email that I got
or
today.
A one-star review.
Oh!
Ooh, I got one.
Or our review.
You ready?
Which one?
Well, we have a review and we have a one-star review. We'll read our five-star review on the next show.
Yes.
But for now, we have a
one-star review.
Wait.
One-star review.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Best produced show ever.
Remember, next year, religion category.
And best produced.
And we're going to win this yet.
Praise his light. Praise his light.
Praise his light.
All right. So it is titled Disappointed by Happily Gay Married. I can't tell you how excited I was when I discovered your podcast. I had received an invitation from one of our many podcasts I listened to asking me to vote for them in the same contest in which you were nominated. When I scrolled down to the GLBT section and saw that your show is done right here in Buffalo, parentheses, and that I happened to be acquainted with one or two of you, I just thought that was fantastic. So I subscribed to your podcast and listened to your most recent show. This is where it gets good.
Wait, do we need to read it in the way that you think the writer is saying it in their head? Can you do that?
I can do it from here on.
But you need to do it to Happily Gay Married, because that's his name.
I'm sorry to say that you... I can't do it. I haven't read it. I haven't read all of it to do that, but I was just kind of skimming it when we were talking. I'm sorry to say that you have very effectively captured the spirit of the Buffalo gay bar scene. - Catty bitches, or catty gossip, and a certain level of proud ignorance. The way Blank talks, I'm not going to say because that'll give things away.
Okay.
The way Blank talks right over everyone. It's a long one. I lost my place. the way Blank talks right over everyone else on the show, and the fact that his microphone is louder than all others was very annoying. I'm sure your show is quite popular with your target audience, gay bar patrons, incapable of sustaining a long-term meaningful relationship, and proud of the fact that they've just slept with just about everyone in the city.
Shit.
I'm not judging.
Yes, you are.
Because I was there myself.
You're judging and you're bitter.
Yeah, because I was there myself for many years. But I'm glad to say that it is possible to get beyond that. I was disappointed that your show didn't have any gay activism content. You didn't talk about the rise in unsafe sexual practices seen in our gay youth and just how real the threat of HIV/AIDS still is. You didn't talk about how the DADT issue that is all over the news this week. By the way, this was last December of 2010. Instead, you focused on the inane trivialities of your week. Don't get me wrong, a bit of that can be fun, but the entire show? And have I mentioned how shocked I was at the hateful intolerance expressed by all of you at the whole New York, New Jersey billboard issue? You are aware of that most Christians, and specifically the Catholic Church, would rather you were dead, aren't you? You do understand that the biggest reason GLBTs hate themselves is that their church taught them to, don't you? You are obviously reaching a large audience if you've been nominated for this award. Why don't you choose to do something meaningful with the show and help educate our gay youth? In our own fun way, of course. I think you could do it if you put your mind to it.
This went from like fun and funny to like...
Yes, it was 2 out of 4 listeners. This went from helpful.
This went from a fun segment to this is really mean.
Okay, first of all, I have to protect this show by saying we don't have to fucking talk about anything we don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah,
any show. It doesn't matter if you like it or not. If you don't fucking like it, you can go listen to a new show. If you want to hear stuff about gay shit, go listen to a gay new show.
Mm-hmm. But if you want to hear about our weekend, listen to our show.
And then also, that is not even... That's not... Right. And then... I mean, I guess it could be a review, but that sounds like it needs to be an email to the show and not
published
iTunes.
Everywhere.
Yeah, this is a soapbox.
That's someone that's kind of bitter about their old life or their new life, and they're upset because someone is having fun and they can't. That's what it comes across to me as.
I would somewhat agree. I just think it's one of those things that's like they've moved to a different portion of their life and they regret and they
think
feel
they're better than someone
this
else.
This shit got
I'm
too
not judging.
Serious for one star review.
I'm not judging.
So everyone, who do you think
this show was?
Should we tell them now?
We'll wait on the next show.
Okay.
God damn.
I posted in the show notes anyway, so they know.
They don't read them.
Shit.
No, so that's... I just, what I was going to say was, I just feel like it's a person who has moved on to their happily gay married life and regrets everything that they did previous to that. And so now they're very much against it. And they're like, I need to put my voice out there.
Well, they need to go listen to another happily gay couple.
I think we're just talking about this too much.
Hey.
All right, you ready? And you're in.
Oh, and this was.
What?
Don't.
And this was.
One star review.
You almost clapped twice.
No, I didn't. it was almost a pre-clap, and then it was.
Okay, yeah, you almost clapped twice. Anyway, we don't have to say that anymore. Yeah. So this is Rick. Wait, we need to say this part. Yeah. This is Ricky.
So we're leaving, by the way. This is the end of the show.
We are still brand new at this part.
Nailed it.
Give us a call for the contest, 206-984-3685 or 863-666-0377. We will take your phone calls up until episode 399 or right before we record 400. We'll put your name in a hat, and if you win, you get the $42.
Yes.
But you better if you don't want to be nasty, you can email us too if you want
better
to.
Better be fucking nasty.
Or we'll say if you. Should we throw in 1 star review? I mean, 5 star reviews in there?
No.
Later time? Okay.
Yeah. Let's do one star review for us.
You can leave us a 5 star review if you want to. Just let us know if you do so we know to go read it.
Yeah. No, leave a 1 star review on someone else's for us to read.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Do that.
Good one, Waylon.
How awful that would be.
That would be so bad.
Everyone we actually like gets a 1 star review.
Fucking saw monkeys. Nice.
Don't do that. Don't.
Okay, this is Ricky.
This is Waylon.
This is James.
Bye.
Later, skaters.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Waylon Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.